I stumbled upon a Dear Abby story that I thought would just be interesting to talk about, the dirty old man. He went around hugging people a whole lot, hugging women. And Dear Abby's advice was put pins or tacks pointing out so that... Well, first off, doesn't it make it look like you're really, you know, excited for the hug at first and then...
I don't think so.
No. Okay.
How come it's creepy to want to hug people when you're old? But... I've heard you say multiple times that you like hugging old people. Is that creepy?
I haven't said that multiple times.
More than once.
That one show, somebody came down on me for criticizing old people. Yeah. So I said, I like old people. I like hugging old people. I don't know. But I'm not a woman. They're not, they don't hug me for my...
You're doing
for
the
my bosom.
You're doing the hugging, though.
So what are you saying? I'm a creepy young man going for old woman bosom? Is that what you're saying?
Know.
Is that what you're implying? Are you implying here on live radio, Chris Casey, that I like old woman bosom? Is that what you're saying?
You like hugging old people. That's what I'm saying. You like it.
I think that's unfair. Hey there, you got a creepy old man story for us?
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it's my dad.
Your dad's a creepy old man?
I'm thinking so.
Did he just recently become it or what?
Well, he's always been kind of creepy, but, you know, he's always hugging, like, the waitresses at my mom's restaurant. Yeah, smacking them on the ass and all that.
Are you serious? He smacks their...
Yeah, literally. They tolerate it. I mean, I guess, I don't know if they enjoy it or what, because they're kind of creepy, too.
Yeah, I wonder if there's just a point in your life where you're like, you know what, I'm going to be around for I don't know how many years, so now I'm going to go ahead and start acting senile and get away with whatever I want.
Pretty much.
Is that what's going on?
We're in a Red Lobster one time, and he asked the waitress if he could have anything on the menu. She said, well, yeah. So he threw it on the ground and asked her to stand on it. No joke, dude.
Nice. At least he's a clever, dirty old man, right?
True. I guess.
Thanks for calling in, man.
Later.
Talk to you later. 539-9750. Or 238-0975, sharing the dirty old man story this morning. You got one?
No, but a creepy old woman.
A creepy old woman?
Yeah.
What was she doing?
Like, well, I mean, she insists on, like, kissing everybody, and she has, like, wet lips.
Ew.
So it's really gross because she has dentures and stuff.
Oh.
I went to her house one day, and her teeth, like, her dentures were in her dog's mouth. It was really
what?
Gross. Like, he was like, walking around the house with her dentures, and she couldn't find her dentures, and she asked me to help her. I'm just like,
dog's mouth. Ew.
I felt sorry at the same moment, but I didn't know if to feel sorry for the woman or the dog. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I hope my dad doesn't kill me for sharing this story, but my grandpa, when we used to go visit him in the nursing home, like me and my brothers, every once in a while we'd go, you know, visit him in the nursing home, and he'd always ask us to start helping him do things that we really didn't feel comfortable doing, you know, like helping him get into the bathroom, for example. No, Grandpa. Or, like, cleaning his teeth. He requested us to clean his teeth. Like, he asked that of me before. I was like, I think that's the nurse's job. I don't think I'm supposed to be doing that. And then my brother, Tom, gave in and actually cleaned the teeth. Is that not disgusting?
That's gross.
Yeah.
Especially, like, when girls at school, like, take out their, what are they called?
Retainer or something?
Yeah. Oh, it's so gross. They, like, clean them. It's so gross because it's, like, what are you thinking, you know?
A retainer.
They take it right out in class and, like, clean it. It's just like, ugh.
A retainer has nothing on false teeth, though. Because false teeth have had, like, food going up in between them and the gums and stuff. That's just been resting in there for...